So you said that your original intention was to come save up some money and then go home, but at some point you made the decision to stay. So tell us about that.
Well, the thing is, if I was able to earn enough money within a year to go back home, I would have gone. Yeah, I would have gone. And I wouldn't have experienced what I've experienced now. But then, because wages were small, yeah, you could not earn enough money to save up a good package to go. Yeah. So you stayed and stayed, and oh, it's going to get better and it's going to get better. And what happened? Well, you get more accustomed to the way of life here as you go along. You start, first of all, you're introduced to, you could buy a car, you could buy a house, and all that business. Of course, I mean, once you start doing that, you're beginning to settle down. You are beginning to settle down. Of course, I mean, I was not able to return to Jamaica until after 13 years here. Yeah, 13 years. That was the first time I was able to go back to Jamaica. And even then, I didn't have much money in my pocket, but I wanted to go home that bad. But it took me 13 years before I could get back. But by then, I think I got married then. My son was born. Yeah. Yes. And that's it. We went back after 13 years. So really, to say, well, then save up some money and to go back. After a while, that went out my head because, I mean, you start seeing a different way of life. You start grasping things. And then, well, you just decide to stay. And 5 years becomes 10. 10 years becomes 20. 20 becomes 40. And it goes on like that, you know. So at the same time, I have no regret. I have no regrets coming here. I don't think I've done too bad. Yes, not as good as I would like to, but there's a difference between contentment and satisfaction. Yeah, so I wouldn't say I'm satisfied, but I'm contented. Yeah, I make myself contented.